The United States, a federal court, in fact, indicted Cuban exile militant Luis Posada Carriles and linked him to a tourist bombing of a Cuban airliner. A federal grand jury in Texas has linked Cuban exile Posada Carriles to a very serious attack that killed many people. One of the original airliner terrorism attacks, if you will. Joining us to talk about the significance of this story is Gloria LaRiva. Gloria LaRiva has been watching this story very closely, and she works closely with the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five. Gloria, remind people very briefly who this guy is.
Well, Luis Posada Carriles has been a CIA agent since 1962 when he was trained in Fort Benning, Georgia, and has had a long, bloody history of terrorist attacks, bombings, sabotage against several Latin American countries, but primarily against Cubans. And the most notorious act was the bombing of a Cuban airliner in 1976, in which 73 people were murdered by bombs that he produced.
All right. Now, how did he get into the United States if he blows up airliners?
Well, that's the thing. It's interesting that in 2005 of March, 4 years ago, that he felt he would be able to be treated with impunity and allowed to remain in Miami because his cohort in the Cuban plane bombing, Orlando Bosch, lives, walks a free man in Miami. And interestingly, the Cuban Five anti-terrorists, the men who are in U.S. prison for stopping those terrorists, are in, behind walls while Posada and Bosch are living the high life in Miami. So yesterday, Posada was indicted on several federal counts centered on the charge only of lying to authorities about his role in the 1997 hotel bombings in Havana, which injured many people and killed the Italian tourist Fabio Di Chelmo. Now, it's the first time, despite the fact that he did enter the U.S. illegally 4 years ago, it's the first time that the government is acknowledging that he is linked to terrorism. It's a first step, but it doesn't go far enough because, for example, the charges are for lying to U.S. officials about his role in Di Chelmo's death, but he needs to be charged for his role in Di Chelmo's death, of which there's extensive evidence that the FBI has hold of. And
how do we know the FBI has evidence?
Well, because they, in fact, had evidence that they admitted to, and they destroyed the evidence within 3 years of the case of the hotel bombing in Cuba. They destroyed it, but there is still evidence that exists, and there is a three-year-old grand jury investigation going on in New Jersey where there is proof of the money that was wired to him from New Jersey terrorists, who his buddies, while he was in Guatemala, where he constructed bombs and then paid Guatemalan and Salvadoran mercenaries to fly to Cuba. One of them testified to the FBI last year, and some of this evidence was used in the indictments yesterday. The FBI flew to Cuba and interviewed René Cruz León, the man who actually planted the bomb, the Salvadoran man who planted the bomb in a Cuban hotel lobby, killing Fabio Di Chelmo. So this evidence is very hard evidence. It's something that would definitely bring him, I think, prosecution. But the problem is that he's only being charged with lying. So the pressure of the public, for example, the Answer Coalition, which began a campaign as soon as he arrived in the U.S., they announced today that 70,000 letters have been sent to Congress so far since Posada's arrival, and we will step up that campaign in the following days. Livio Di Chelmo, the brother of the victim, Fabio, spoke today and said his family will not stop till there is justice. He indicated that a public letter he had written to Attorney General Eric Holder has not yet received a response. So this is it's a big development.
And Gloria, what does Venezuela have to do? Why is Venezuela involved?
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. There is, aside from this case, a standing extradition order since his arrival in 2005 by Venezuela. The reason is that Posada and Orlando Bosch paid two Venezuelan men to board the Cuban airliner in 1976 and plant two C4 explosive bombs, which, when the plane took off, exploded and killed 73 people. That is his biggest crime, and In addition, José Gutiérrez, who is the attorney for Venezuela, today reminded people, the audience, of which there was a lot of media listening, that if the U.S. refuses to extradite him to Venezuela because of their political, you know, hostility to Venezuela, they are still bound to try Posada for the 73 murders on that plane by the Montreal Convention of 1971 on air terrorism, which obligates the state which refuses to extradite to try the charged man or person with the crimes as if they were being tried, in this case, in Venezuela. So there's plenty to hang on this man. And I will be going to the court hearing his arraignment next Friday to report from there.
All right. Gloria LaRiva, talking about a very important case. Luis Posada Carriles, indicted not directly for the bombing of the airliner, but certainly connected to it, and this opens up a whole can of worms for him. We're going to watch this very, very closely, Gloria, and we thank you for bringing to us attention, our attention. We're going to take a musical break, and we'll be right back to talk about things Iraqi. Stay with us.